Ooh. How you feeling today, my brother?
Listen, it's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
It was a long night.
It was a long night.
But
when you had a long day and a long night, you know what you need?
What's that?
You gotta uprise.
The uprise.
You got to uprise with the uprise. You gotta get your rhythm. Your I was gonna say the word I'm not even gonna say. You gotta get your fuel.
I feel like we're gonna talk a little bit about the uprise today, but we'll get to that later.
We will get to that. First of all, before we do anything, the 2019 London Games are being announced.
Really?
Yeah, but guess what?
What's that?
We got the exclusive.
Is it?
Yes.
Who has the exclusive? You do?
So, because yes.
I didn't know nothing about
it. I just
this.
Got it passed to me. You know how you, in the award show they pass you the little envelope?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
The only person who knows is Alistair Kirkwood.
Is it?
And this envelope I have.
Okay. And who passed you the envelope?
Simon.
Simon.
Yeah.
So Simon knows.
If he looked at it.
Okay.
But
so Simon and Alistair know.
But he should be. Simon actually knows before we know, don't we?
Yep.
Doesn't he?
Yep, imagine that.
That just doesn't feel right.
But I'm not surprised. I'm not even in the least bit surprised, but it's okay.
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
You are hilarious, and you are telling the truth. You ready for this?
Yep.
You want to do it, or should I do it?
I think you should do it.
Okay.
Look how you open the thing up.
I opened it the wrong way.
No, you open it up like they're doing the Oscars. Like,
oh, and the winner is... OC.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Here we go.
We have... I'm going to announce the home team first,
okay.
And then the away team.
Okay.
Game number one.
The first game.
Home team.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if the first game. I'm not even sure what order I'm saying this, mm-hmm. but these are the opponents.
Is it the first thing on the list? Is that
yes,
okay.
It's just the first.
So we'll assume that's the first game.
Yeah. I don't know. Simon could have wrote this anyway. We're leaving this in Simon's hands,
okay.
So it's kind of like, and I'm not going to sign my name to that.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Raiders are the home team.
Raiders, okay.
Away team is the Bears.
Wow.
Yes.
The Bears are coming?
Yes. Raiders versus the Bears.
No.
Right. Shocking.
Incredible.
Yes. Incredible.
Look what we do for you people.
I'm telling you.
Look what we do for you people.
If the Bears. You talk about a great team.
Khalil Mack.
I mean, come on.
Trubisky.
Come on.
Oh, my. Terry Cohen.
This team is full of highlight real players.
John
superstar.
Gruden.
Is this boring?
Can't
no.
Wait.
No
Can't
chance.
Wait. Okay.
That's all right.
One. That's a good one.
Next, home team, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Right.
The London Jaguars.
Yeah, right. Versus the Houston Texans.
Woo!
I'm going to see my Texans in London.
J.J.
Repping
Watt,
hard.
Clowney, Deshaun Watson.
Man,
Stars. How?
Stars. And who knows what Jacksonville does this offseason.
Yeah.
If they get a quarterback.
Yeah.
We got a different scenario
That's
going
a
on.
Good game.
Right.
That's another big game.
You ready for this?
Okay. How can it get any better than
You ready for this?
How can it get any better?
You ready for this?
How could it get any better?
The Los Angeles Rams.
You're kidding.
Home team.
I'm leaving.
Versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm leaving. I don't want to be in no more. The team that just made the Super Bowl.
They're possibly the Super Bowl champions.
Oh, my goodness.
Just
gracious.
Like we have Philly.
How?
Rams.
How?
Man.
How?
Who do you? Well, you must be pulling strings.
Listen, man, let me tell you
I know
something.
You got juice at the NFL.
Let me explain something to you, man.
Who are you talking to?
If you haven't noticed, I've been here now, what is this now, 4 years?
Right.
And I'm taking credit for every good thing that has happened here.
I love it.
It's all me.
I agree with it because if it's you... That means it's an extension of me. I'm hanging on your coattail, OC. Take me to the promised land.
Jason, what has the NFL, what are they?
Yo.
You see what the NFL has accomplished?
Yo, this is real.
You see what the NFL UK has accomplished? You see what Alistair, Mark Waller, shout out to all of them.
All of them. All our peoples making it happen. This is
Sarah Swanson. Dave Tossel.
DT. I like it.
Are you kidding me?
I love it. The last one. You ready?
I'm not even here anymore.
Okay.
I'm not even here.
Home team.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, JPP, my boy, James.
Yeah, this is it. And you know, with the new coach, man, come on now.
Arians
is going to bring that flavor here.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he's been out here. He did a game out here. So we're going to automatically have love.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Buccaneers, nice.
Versus
the
Carolina Panthers. Stop it.
Cam Newton.
Cam
Newton.
This is a division game.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. Division game.
Killer Cam.
Come get this.
Killer Cam.
Here. Jeez. London.
Now, you know what I can't wait for?
Swaggy Cam.
You know what I can't wait for?
Talk to me.
I can't wait for the time that I get to interview Cam Newton.
Oh, you will.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be a good conversation.
Interesting conversation.
There's some history to this conversation. You might bring back some serious history to this conversation.
No way. The Panthers versus these are massive games.
You are so excited. You are
big
banging,
superstars.
You are banging a tape roll on the desk.
This is incredible.
I'm over here fidgeting with this pen.
This is incredible. Are those goosebumps? You got goosebumps,
I think
J-Bell.
I do, man.
I can see goosebumps.
This is real. It's affecting me in a positive way. This is great news. This is a way to start today.
This is a way to start today
after you're sleep deprived from being up watching games all night. This is great news. This is good. Four highlights. This is, if you had a home team and you get your eight games, right?
Yeah.
Four of them are good.
Yeah.
You hope. You're a season ticket holder. Mm-hmm. You hope you get four games, correct?
Correct.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Exclusive.
Exclusive.
That's incredible,
Check
Jason.
That
I'm
off.
So excited.
I'm so excited about that. You've done a lot of work out here to grow this game. A lot of groundwork, grassroots stuff that people don't know before the show's cracking and all this. You were out here getting it cracking, making it happen. And look at the results, man. You and the team here should be very proud.
This is so cool.
Of this. This is big. I mean, we can't even. The season right now is so big. Obviously, we're going to talk about these championship games and we're going to Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But this news, man, to compete with that.
That's big.
Right. Exactly.
That's big. That's how you start off the podcast.
That's how you start off the podcast.
Absolutely.
That is for y'all, our listeners, our podcastians. Mm-hmm. That's not a word, is it?
No.
No.
But you can make it a word,
Can
though.
We do it?
Listen, look at the games you guys brought here. You can do whatever you want, apparently.
Whatever needs to happen. All right, OC.
Okay.
All right. I always like to start with something you say in the game that happens. Because Ostradamus always gives us a nugget that comes to fruition in the games. And it's just this is what you do. And I'm just being honest because you do.
Yeah.
You always said in New Orleans, the Bermuda Triangle, somebody gets lost. You always say this.
Yeah.
You've always said it. She's like, I don't know what it is about that place. Teams, players, people get lost.
Yeah.
Can I start and say who I think got lost?
Tell us who got lost, J-Bell. Tell us who got lost.
Even though the Rams won, Todd Gurley got lost.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what happened with that.
I don't know. I have nothing about the story. Yeah. He could have had an injury they weren't talking about. They weren't trying. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. He got lost.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing well. I mean, he dropped two big passes.
Yeah.
I mean, they were trying to feature him and get their offense running through him, and they had to. To Sean McVay's credit, we'll talk that they had to shift real quick because he wasn't making it crack.
Yeah.
And then the refs got lost.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
For two dudes that picked New Orleans.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we just picked because we had to pick. We knew it was going to be tight. We wanted it to be the best team would win. But my goodness.
Jason.
That call.
The Rams. Are going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, sir.
And we both picked the Saints, right?
Because we had to pick.
Regardless,
yeah.
I refuse to concede defeats. I will not concede defeats in the New Orleans game and
There he goes with the tape, y'all. And he has the tape. He's smashing it on the table.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I will not concede defeat in the Kansas City game.
You have an argument.
I will not concede defeat in neither one of those games.
You have an argument.
Listen to me. The call in New Orleans was so blatant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like for nobody to lose their jobs.
I know.
But you can't cost a team the chance to go to the Super Bowl off something that stupid. Here's what my coach would say to me when I was in college. And his name was Wayne Bowles, who's a defensive coordinator.
Okay.
He would say this.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my language, too. Whenever I would do something crazy, he would say, huh, Nemanosi, you gotta be the stupidest.
With passion and desire.
Huh, Nemanosi, you gotta be the stupidest person alive. How do they miss a call like that? There is literally no explanation. Okay, they make that call, which is what they're supposed to. New Orleans gets the ball right down there.
It's
what the
game over?
The 15-yard line.
It's game over, man.
Three knees kicking. They're on their way to the Super Bowl.
Game over. Game over.
You have changed the course of people's lives.
I know. It sucks.
People's careers.
It sucks.
Just because you simply fail to do your job.
It's hard. Human element is hard. The one thing.
They conferred, Jason. They talked. It's not, bang, bang, and then they're like, no. They went to the sideline, huddled, and still said that wasn't. Now, they're in New Orleans.
Right.
They're in New Orleans now, Jason.
Yeah,
they're in
right.
New Orleans.
The
fact they're playing that stuff on the Jumbotron.
The fact that they didn't go over there and even give themselves a second to let it go through on the Jumbotron.
Crazy. Crazy. But shout out to New Orleans. I mean, shout out
to
the Rams.
I mean, I'm not saying that, but,
shout
you know, the one thing I will say. The playoffs have seemed to be like they allow them to play. They allow them to play a little more aggressive. I mean, even the second game was grabby back there. And so you're not ticky-tack with the pass interference calls, but you have to call the egregious ones, correct?
Yeah. Like you must. You have to make that call.
You have to make that call.
Certain calls can go either way. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, things happen in a game and you're like, okay, cool. Well, we still – New Orleans – New Orleans should have won that game.
Yeah, they should have. I agree. Because we both agree with that. Let's say, what do you think the Rams did good?
What did they do well?
What did they do well?
Well,
just because
defensively.
Defensively. Yep.
They played very, very well. They held the Saints to field goals.
Yeah.
When the Saints had drove all the way down
True.
A couple of times,
Interior.
They held them to field goals.
Aaron Donald was a star.
He was a baller. And Donald
Sue was a baller.
Balling.
I mean, them dudes in the middle were
balling.
And then you see why they got Dante Fowler. They
off
just
that edge.
They just need him to make a play or two.
Off that edge.
They just need him to make a play.
Talib, Peters, those guys played well.
They played
well.
A good defense. I mean, you got Wade Phillips. He's gonna put you in a good position to play well. But I totally agree with you. Those interior D linemen, those three guys, it's actually a bad matchup for the Patriots.
Very bad.
But we'll talk about that later.
No, we'll talk about that next.
Yeah,
next,
we'll talk about
not,
the
next podcast.
Yeah, we'll get that. I'll tell you what, though.
In the previews.
Yeah. Sean McVay.
Yeah.
We give him all this love at the play caller, right? So, as you know, as being a player, teams do what they do, then they adjust, right? You start to watch film. Oh, this is the game plan. Let's see if it works, see how it adjusts. Second half, he came out. Obviously, they wanted to do certain things that weren't working. He adjusted.
Yeah.
Sean McVay adjusted.
He did.
But what did you see?
Jared Goff. Balled.
Jared Goff played good.
Played very
he
well.
He really
especially
played.
Especially down the
he
stretch.
He played well. He played, and he didn't get frustrated. I mean, when you throw the ball to Todd Gurley, your guy, he drops one, then he costs you a pick.
Yeah.
You saw him kind of get emotional, Jared Goff, kind of like, oh, man. But
in that environment, Jason,
he kept believing.
For him to play the way he played in that environment,
he kept believing.
I've been there.
I still think. Oh, yeah. You called
I've been there.
People got lost.
It's tough.
Sean McVay
tough.
Showed me he's the juice.
Yeah.
Did you see him at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Run out, like, all yeah. happy, and then calm down real quick? What does that remind you of? Oh, yeah, like, ah! No, never mind. He had to chill out. He knew the camera was on him, so he had to relax real quick.
Never mind.
Man, well, there it is. That. We'll dig into more of that, but those are, you know, those are the little nuggets. The little nuggets are, yes, if you give the Rams credit, they adjusted well in the second half.
They did,
but you know, that call was just – if that call would have been at any other time, I would have been like, bad call. You know, they usually find a way to make it up, but it was big time.
Kansas City.
Go ahead.
Versus the Patriots.
Go ahead. No. I feel like you have an opinion on this.
No, I mean, first of all, as I was watching pregame and all this stuff, I started to – because I picked the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. But as I was watching
which was smart.
As I was watching it, I started thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't really know anymore. Because I started to get that feeling pregame. And I wanted to change my pick, so I sent you a message.
You did.
I sent you a market message. I was
you
like,
you did.
I'm thinking New England's going to win this game.
You, to your credit.
I started to get that, you know, sometimes – as you're watching things, you're like, you just start to get like a little feeling. And I was like, I think New England's going to win this game because I couldn't really wrap my head around the fact that this guy, Mahomes, me so young, going up against Belichick, I was like, he's going to have something for him.
If you were a betting man, you would have been okay because you can place your bet right at the last second, right?
Second,
so you would have won money.
Yeah, but it was already too late. I already said Kansas City. I was like, eh.
I know.
But something in me
when you saw
told
it,
me, I was like,
you
no,
were there in the environment.
New England's going to win this game. New England's going to win this game. But regardless, Kansas City played second half.
Yeah.
Mahomes, my homie, showed his stuff.
Okay, let me tell you about your homie.
Yeah.
What's the highest play quarterback right now? Because he's getting $200 million, right?
Somebody told me. Somebody
he's getting
like,
$200 million, right?
Somebody was like, he's not worth $200 million. I was like, listen.
What?
A guy's worth whatever they pay him.
The marketplace.
Period.
I mean, they can't, you know, the marketplace is what it is.
Marketplace says $300 million, give him $300 million. That's just what it is.
Those plays that they made.
Crazy.
Were all him extending the play.
Yeah.
I mean, they took away Tyreek Hill. Yeah. He had his one play. But
one catch.
Yeah. They said, you're not going to beat us. Like I thought, Sammy Watkins, who made a couple plays, he was going to have to beat you.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce,
he's playing well.
They played man-to-man with J.C. Jackson, I think it was, a lot of times, which is kind of phenomenal that they did that. But anyways, we kind of knew what they were doing. Man, this dude Mahomes, pressure, moves to one side. The receivers adjust and move. Everything was a second movement play.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is amazing.
Yeah, great quarterback.
He's scary.
Man. Yeah.
He's frightening. But one guy can't win you the game. He's frightening. But the New England Patriots.
Sheesh.
The power football.
Smash mouth. That's what I like to call that.
This is what I think. And we've talked a lot of times about technique and stuff like that. Like, we've watched films and you show me stuff and I'm like, you're a technician, right? Mm. The New England Patriots are a tough physical team that focuses on technique.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Because that's what you see. It's like the little things, the awareness of where you're on the field, what time's on the clock. Like, the only thing beats them is if you beat them athletically.
Yes.
And what do coaches say about that? If you get beat athletically.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Nothing you can do about
Nothing
that.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about that.
What did Mahomes do when the big plays? His movement, like when Stephon Gilmore got beat on that deep ball.
Yeah.
Man, that took forever. You can't cover that long.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, is the ball being thrown? And you look back. As soon as he looks back, it was a Tyreek Hill tech off, and that was the big play. All Pat Mahomes.
Crazy.
I mean, and at the end of the game, when you're running the ball, what do we always say?
Yeah.
You've been running the ball all game. What happens to your defense? They get worn down.
They get tired.
And Chris Jones is kind of banged up in the middle. They just wore him out, man, at the end.
Took that D-line just out the
they
game.
You could just see him, man. They were gassed. You can't play that many plays, man. That is tough. That is, oh, my gosh. I didn't think Tom Brady. I thought Pat Mahomes could keep coming back and scoring. Yeah. I just was like, dude, this is light. But I thought at some time, it seemed like he was so limited. Only Edelman was getting open.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he can't keep doing this. It's just, he can't keep going back to the same place.
Yeah.
But Tony Romo said it on the thing. He was like, they don't have, when on the broadcast, he was like, they're going to flex Gronk out because they don't have any options.
Yeah.
They just got to go. our best players got to beat you. That's
crazy.
That's what happened.
Crazy.
Did Incredible. You think they could do that?
Listen, I knew that they would find a way to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I just, when I thought about it, I was like, there's just no way. There's just no way. There's just no way. They're going to find a way to get this done, man. Kansas City, they're good, but there's a mental toughness as a team that you have to beat New England.
Oh, without a doubt.
You understand? And
without a doubt.
They just don't have it yet. They don't have it yet.
Second half, they got challenged. Andy Reid, supposedly at halftime, was like, you guys got to step it up and stop, you know, getting your butt kicked.
Yeah.
They came back, but their weakness in stopping the run, Chris Jones being hurt, you know, I mean, they weren't strong up the middle. And that's what happened. You know, you have to be as good as your weakest link, right? Because all these teams are good. It's going to be interesting when we start talking about the matchups in this.
But we're going to have to save that for the next one.
We're going to save it.
Yeah.
Because
we've
talked about this before, and you've had some very good insight on this. And we're going to deliver that the next time.
Yeah. We're going to have to save that.
We will say this. My goodness, that was not a boring weekend of football.
Two overtime games, bro. Two overtime games.
The best teams are here, my friend.
Yep.
There. Nobody snuck through.
Nope. They got those games in blood. No. That's what you call that. You got to get it in blood. You want to go to the Super Bowl? You're going to have to go get that in blood.
You got to get it, man. And one formula that will be copied next year,
and
we'll talk about it again, is the teams that think they are playoff teams are going to start to build their roster and make decisions for playoff reasons. You'll start to see it. Instead of just, you know, starting fast and all that. Anyways.
Okay.
All right. That was it. You want to discuss our little media tour?
Media tour of the BBC?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Can I make a comment?
It's cute.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Whenever we get interviewed by certain people, and they ask certain questions.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we're together.
Yeah.
Because you completely protect me from the monotony and the hypocrisy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sometimes, like, listen, shout out to them. Shout out to them.
We get love.
I mean, but sometimes.
99% of it is great.
Golly. Sometimes it just gets a little ridiculous.
It's like, you know
what we're here for.
Yeah, you know we're here for the NFL.
Yeah.
Don't challenge the NFL. Like, we're not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, come on for this interview. And then we're going to, it's like we beg them to come on the show.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't beg you to come here. Like, we, you know, why are you here? What? You told us to come here. But I will say, man. Yeah, I will say, you control the narrative and you don't let anybody push us around.
Nah, we're not going to be bullied, man.
But we have some cool people up there we really like.
Did you see how angry the lady got when I was like, the NFL
you told
is.
You told her rugby was
the vegan version of the NFL. She got hot.
She got hot.
She didn't like that.
She didn't like it. But you know what?
Oh, my gosh.
We get attacked a lot.
Yeah,
it's
you know.
I'm just not used. You know what's funny? I think we're locker room guys.
Oh, yeah.
And we play a physical sport.
Yeah.
So you could talk all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out and practice and get it in blood, like you said before.
Yeah,
get
it
in blood.
You do.
So all that talk means nothing to us, correct? You talking all that talk. So we're nice. And we're nice. And we come across nice.
Yeah.
But I think the people don't understand that.
We can go there.
We can go there.
If you want to go there, we can go there.
We can go there. And we can go as far as you want to go because we truly are not scared. And they realize, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. And then they just backpedal real quick. They like me playing a fast receiver. Like, get back.
Like you playing Tyreek Hill.
Like I'm playing Tyreek Hill. And back. You looking at me like this, J-Bell, get back.
Oh my God.
You're not going to get there.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was cool. It was
like
really,
I
was
said,
cool.
95% of it is great.
She was so angry.
Oh my God. I was on that couch like, oh.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Rugby is so much tougher. You guys wear all that padding.
Yeah, and she starts that.
Come on.
Because we don't challenge any other sport.
Like, what?
We love sports. But you keep, every time we come on, you tell us, so what's wrong with football? Don't have us on the show. You don't like the NFL?
Oh my
say, you know what? They're
it's
coming.
Evident soon.
Yeah, don't. You don't have to interview us.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, ask somebody else to do it because they'll probably be nicer about it.
At least pretend.
Remember what happened the other time I was on there?
Yeah.
I don't even repeat that.
Oh, my goodness.
You can repeat it if you think it's appropriate.
You know what, Jason? It's very rare that I hold my tongue.
Good, good.
I think this would be one of
the. All right, brother. That's why I'm following you. But it was the second time.
I think we'll let him slide. We'll let him slide on that.
The second time they said something to us on that.
Crazy.
Production.
Crazy.
Now, everybody that works there, the nicest
so
people
nice.
Ever.
So nice.
But as soon as we sit down, it's a smile
like
and then.
Point to prove.
What have we done?
Nothing.
What have we done wrong?
Nothing.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's just the fact that we're just dominant.
OC bringing that pressure off the
dominance
edge.
Coming off that edge.
And I'm sitting on the routes.
There's something I wanted to ask you about.
Okay,
that,
bro.
Isn't?
Okay.
I was at home yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was laying down.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating some popcorn. This was before the games.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had
so
your popcorn.
I had my bowl of
popcorn.
So
you're really chilling.
Yeah.
That's when you.
That's when I'm chilling.
Yeah, you chilling.
I had my bowl of popcorn.
Yep.
And I turned on Netflix.
Oh, Lord. We're going, oh, my gosh.
I turned on Netflix.
You're the only person I'll talk to this about, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I turned Netflix on
yep.
With my bowl of popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Sweet and salt popcorn,
yep.
By the way,
ooh,
that my wife makes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Is that the stuff I've had before?
You've had it,
yeah.
Good. I was really good. So I turned it on, and I saw this documentary. I saw a documentary.
Oh, gosh.
It said Fire Festival. Now,
okay.
As soon as I saw Fire Festival, I was like,
you know about this.
I know about this.
You know about this.
One of my very good friends was telling me something about this whole thing. But I was like, you know.
That he was going to attend?
Yeah, let me just click on it and see what happens. I click on Fire Festival Netflix. Who pops up? Immediately, I'm talking about the opening of the show.
Did you almost lose your mind?
I was like, what? With the shades on, you walking down so cool, talking about getting active. You looked so good, bro. You look so cool. I was like, okay, J-Bell, that's what I'm talking about. And then the
bomb dropped. the air went out the tire
and
real
then
quick.
I
huh?
was like, oh no.
What would your Nigerian boy
no.
say?
What's this? Jason, what is this? Isn't this the team you're telling me we should go to? And now I'm looking at this team. Jason. It's not Jason. Jason! Explain yourself, J-Bell.
Oh, gosh. This is... Oh, gosh. You know what's funny about
Explain
this?
Yourself.
You know all
Explain
about
yourself.
This. You know all about this. And I did invite you to this.
You did?
I did. And it was years ago.
You told me about all the...
It was... As you see...
Jason, you know what you told me?
What?
It was like... You were telling me... Okay, in the beginning, when they were selling people the dream...
Yeah.
That's exactly how you...
I was sold the dream.
I was like, this is going to be incredible.
I was the people. I was everybody else who thought they were
oh
going on.
Oh, my gosh. Explain yourself, Jason.
So,
but you looked good.
That
you looked good.
I mean,
did.
As to anybody who hasn't seen it, like Ozzy said, I'm just there and I do not appear in the documentary at all. So the owner.
Okay.
Billy McFarland, who is who's on vacation for a long time right now.
What a
incarcerated.
What a jerk.
Right.
Man.
He was a friend of mine from a previous company that he had that was all about networking, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Before he started this company.
Magnesis.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Which me and a couple friends were, I guess, yeah, we were members. We were in there and we, you know, it was cool. It was a networking thing. Young professionals in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's how I knew him. He started this thing and he, I know all about it like everybody else. And he said, I'm doing a promo video today. I want to show you the island, you know. Obviously, Ja Rule was involved. I'm friends with Ja for a long time. And I was like, yeah, I'll come out.
Okay.
So I go out. They're shooting it. And legitimately, he said, hey, let me walk with you and just interview, like, you know, tell you you're coming. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Okay. Right? This is years ago.
Okay.
I do that. That's it. They do the promo. That, I mean, I had nothing else.
Yeah.
And that shows up.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, somebody, and this is exclusive right here, I signed nothing.
Mm.
They don't have the rights.
They don't have your release form.
I have zero. I don't have a release form with Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a release form with the production company that's supposed to be did that.
Wow.
Somebody's writing a check.
Now,
because I, and you see, you watch the doc.
Yeah.
They just wanted to use the fact that you have, he used all the models and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then somebody who's a football player.
Yeah.
To grab eyeballs to watch.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is.
So, okay, when I was watching the documentary, I saw the models, bikini clad models. There was a lot of libations being poured, a lot of drinking going on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you didn't sign any release?
100%. You know me. Would I ever?
You wouldn't, actually.
Exactly.
You would be like, I'm not signing my lawyer.
Yep.
That's exactly what you
That's
would
exact-
say.
I would not sign.
As a matter of fact, I've seen you say that on several occasions.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't do that.
And I did that thing, and it was just nobody was around. Nothing was happening. He just would say, are you coming to event? Yes, because guess what, OC?
Yeah.
That's the honest truth. I was coming.
Yeah.
And I didn't go. I never got on a plane. I never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the day before it happened, I had heard whispers that it wasn't going to go down.
Yeah.
I never even showed up out there.
Wow.
But they used my likeness because the production company wants to grab eyeballs. They did that. It's funny because if you watch it, you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
He, you know, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they think they can get away with it. They think most people are just going to say whatever. Oh, you know, no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
I got Los Angeles lawyers. They like this kind of stuff.
Those are serious lawyers.
Yeah, this is bad because I should not be on there. They don't have my likeness. You have to sign that away.
You shouldn't be on there, but you look good though, J-Bell. I mean, you know, you look,
not
you look cool. You look
as
cool.
As long as my podcast, cool. As long as our people, know the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a good documentary, but
but at least I
look good.
I mean, I could have.
Yeah, you look good. It's like those games where the team loses, but you get
talked
three sacks.
About this.
You're like, we lost, but
you see, OC, you always make it off.
You know
that's
what I
mean? That's why I ask. That's why I confide in you because you always tell the truth.
Mm.
It's like the game that was lost, but you played okay.
Yeah. y'all lost.
Y'all
lost the game. I did my job.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
What we got? Ask J. Bell and Ask OC?
Yeah, yeah. One question that dominates the Ask J. Bell and Ask OC. This is from many tweeters.
Okay.
a lot of people are asking this. Was that the famous 2,000-pound hair sweater making its TV debut on Question of Sport last week?
Absolutely not.
But that was a fly sweater you had on.
It was a fly sweater,
but that wasn't the one.
But that was like more along my speed. That sweater literally cost me 12 to 13 pounds. That's the type of stuff I like
that's,
to do. Yeah. Yeah, that was a cheap one. I basically bought that off of Amazon.co. Doka.co.uk.
That's good. And it fits you. Sometimes that's risky, right?
I know my size.
I know, but you know, some sizes don't. Like, I'm a large, and I could be a large, and then the large is a little too tight.
Yeah.
You don't get that? Like, some of your...
No, what I tend to do is, because I have such a fabulous body...
I knew this was the right question. Keep going, brother. Keep going.
I just tend to get something just a little tight. And it just kind of fits me.
Oh, my God. The man.
It just fits me good. You know what I mean?
The man took his shirt off one day and said, JP, I don't want to embarrass you enough. I've been in the gym ever since. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Mark Rutherford.
Okay.
All right. Listening back to old podcasts. Oh, this is funny. Who would you like to thump from your playing days?
Oh, my goodness. You know,
you want to thump?
Yeah. You know, there was a couple of guys who I wanted to thump, and I actually thumped with. Ooh. Yeah.
And it takes a lot for you to get fired up.
Yeah.
That's what's scary.
I got into a couple of fights on the field, in the game.
Oof.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know how I didn't get thrown out. we're playing against the Patriots, me and Matt Light.
This was
2011. Mm-hmm. We got into a good fight on the field.
He wanted to thump. You wanted to thump.
Fought Sam Baker.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I fought him.
He was at Atlanta at the time?
He was at Atlanta, but yeah. I fought him when I was playing with the Giants.
Got it.
And he was at Atlanta. We got into, like, he dove at my legs. Ooh. And then on film, you just see just like a whole melee.
He said, not today, my brother.
Yeah. Who else did I fight? LeSean McCoy, me and him got into some.
Some
real craziness.
Yep.
Some real craziness.
There's not any love lost there.
Yeah. Who else? Williams, from is it Trent Williams?
Oh yeah. The tackle.
Me and him got into it a couple of times.
You guys battled.
Yeah. That's it though. So all the guys who I really wanted to, I engaged.
Yeah.
I engaged them.
I like that.
I wasn't about that. Just you know. Talking in that night.
No, you engaged. Were. I was talking constantly, but you definitely. If you said it's on,
we engaged.
There's a problem.
We engaged.
Yeah, it's not a. There's no more conversations.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got more great reviews on iTunes.
All right, we appreciate
that.
No more questions. That's it.
This one just came in from Marsha C. Oh my gosh. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's see what you got. I don't like the fact that I don't get to see these things.
I need your reaction. Okay. I'm so pleased that OC doesn't feel infidelity is a reason to get divorced. Okay? I'm ready when he is.
Oh, no.
Silence.
Oh, no.
Silence.
Marsha.
Silence.
Marsha.
Silence.
Marsha, my wife doesn't listen to this podcast. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said that.
I don't even know. I don't want to laugh too loud. I don't want to comment too loud. Silence.
Shout out to Marsha, though.
That was bold.
Yeah, Marsha. Yeah.
Oh, so
let's just forget I said that. Let's just act like I never said that.
Yeah. So
I'm hiding.
Maybe we should run quickly to the reviews. John says, the half hour I spend with you is one of the highlights of the week. Right. Like going to the pub with friends and leaving feeling happy, having laughed until you cry.
Yeah,
that
man.
Is why we
that's
do
why
this.
That's why we do it. That's why we
that
do it.
That is, John, that's why we do this.
100%, man. That's exactly why we do
man,
this.
Man, thank you, John. Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate that because that's what we want this whole thing to be out. Yeah. Next time we holler at y'all. We'll be podcasting from Atlanta.
Absolutely.
OC's other hometown.
My other home.
Yep. He runs Atlanta, so it'll be fun for me.
Yep.
Because OC has all the hookups.
Once again. Sure do. I sure do, J-Bell.
And we will give you the rundown on the matchups and everything else cracking out there in the ATL. They call them ATLians.
Yes, sir.
Holla at y'all. Uprise. This has been fun. Thank you, OC, for making me feel better.
I didn't even get to speak about the Uprise. We'll talk about that next time.
Man, the Uprise is what we are, man. Mm. It's some big things happening in Uprise, too. I've seen them with my own eyes. Mm.
Nice.
Hola, mamacita, come with me for thunder. It's your buddy, woman wonder, striking lightning thunder. Why you looking like it's August, it ain't even summer. Watching on your bumper, tell me what's your name and number.
I get numbers when I'm on the street, but I do not talk too much.
Don't do it.
Young pot gang on the street from the way, but I do not talk too much. When the sun's out, she looks swaggy. And I'm blacked out with no bally. Tell a girl, come chill, we'll make money. Then my lip tastes just like honey. I grab the number, then I'm in. She got a sis, that's a twin. I'm a bad boy full of sin. She's a bad girl full of gin. Pull a Brie and Mars in them jeans. Her big back is obscene.